Well, I don't think I'm going to try and do a Roscoe, but I will tell you that that was Dionne Warwick with the Detroit Spinners then, and then came you. She's on tour for Jazz FM around the UK tonight. It's going to be Manchester for the Bridgewater Hall to go and see her celebrating 50 years in the business. All the details of the tour at jazzfm.com/live. Well, it was a bit of a dilemma last night for our very own Mike Vitti, who brought her on stage in Birmingham, bearing in mind that there's always been this thing is it Warwick or is it Warwick? Bearing in mind, of course, that Warwick itself, just down the road from the Symphony Hall in Birmingham, where she was last night. Well, I guess Mike could have done with a little bit of definitive advice from Dionne herself.
No, Warwick is my name. It's spelled a little differently than you spell it here. It's W-A-R-R-I-C-K. A label copy misprint gave me a W instead of an R. And in the States, they pronounce all the syllables, so I became Warwick. And here I'm still Warwick, so I answered to both.
You answered to both, okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. When my producer told me we were going to have a chance to talk to you, I was thinking, oh, my God, it's the legendary status that you have. And I don't know how to phrase this question, but what's it like being a living legend, I guess?
I'm still trying to figure out what a living legend is. I don't think I've really reached that status yet. I have a long, long way to go. People who like Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole, the icons of our industry, those were living legends. And I think I got a little more to do to live up to those standards.
All the Love in the World from Dionne Warwick on Jazz FM, featuring the Gibb Brothers. Earlier in our interview, we were discussing the fact that during the disco era, her music was almost forgotten. So there was a certain irony in the fact that it was the Gibbs that brought her out of it with a hit that was Heartbreaker, and that one, of course. With Robin Gibbs' recent passing, I asked her whether she would be doing a tribute during the show.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't think it's necessary. Mm. But I think his transition has been acknowledged.
Yes.
And I think it is now time for his family to heal.
Yeah.
So, continually bringing that up and up and up. Same thing.
Yeah.
That's why I do not talk about Whitney.
Mm.
I think how I feel at this point in time about her happens to be my feelings, and they should be respected as such. And that's the way I feel about the Gibb family.
Do you know, it's one of the feelings I have when I see somebody very much in the public eye like you, having, experienced, grief in my own family, and thinking, so not only have you got that, which is some of the most difficult psychological stuff to get through, you've got to do that with the public.
Exactly.
And quite often, it's well meant, because, say, you've got people all over the world.
Oh, yes. They're concerned, and I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
And moreover, I certainly appreciate all the prayer that has been said and is still being said for my family. And I do appreciate that, and I want you to continue to do that. That's something we all need.